Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic, magic.
Be
magic.
Sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel.
Magic TV.
Which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to Magic TV. My name's Craig. It's 9 o'clock, which means it's time for a Talk Magic. And I am speaking today to somebody who's been on the channel a couple of times before. This is somebody who I think we would consider to be one of the most successful magicians in the world today. He has achieved more than most magicians could ever dream of. Last year, he wrote a book called Becoming Better, which I raved about on this channel. And I know from speaking to magicians, they absolutely loved it. And it's helped a lot of people with their careers. And now he's taking that to the next level. He's kind of evolved that book to the next level. We'll talk about that in a minute. He's just come off a hugely successful run at the Edinburgh Fringe as normal, and he's found time to jump onto the channel to talk about everything that is going on in his life. And I am, of course, talking about the one and only Mr. Chris Dugdale. Chris, how you doing, mate?
What a lovely introduction that was. Thank you very much, Craig. It's lovely to see you. Yeah, I'm really well, really well. I'm very happy. Working hard, and you know, it's all about hard work, isn't it? It's graft.
You always do. And I want to talk about how hard you're working. But before I do, you've just come off Edinburgh Fringe. I think this is what you must be in double digits or coming.
Yeah, this is my 11th show there. It was amazing. I love it, man. I mean, anyone watching this channel, if you want to get better quickly, go and do a run at the Edinburgh Fringe. And if anyone criticizes your work, just say, well, go and do a show at the Fringe, see how you fare. You know, you objectively learn quite quickly how good or bad you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Yeah, brand new show.
I was about to say brand new show. And you told me that Phil J was directing it. Now, you and
Phil J and Scott Harris, yeah, both co-directed.
And Phil, many, many years ago, brought out Close Up Success, didn't you, from memory?
Right. Nice. You were on it.
I was an owner, found, you know, I bought the thing. I loved it. It helped me so much, that book did.
Well,
it's good to see you and Phil working together again. And, you know, everyone has been raving about your show. I've spoken to a lot of magicians and I've said, hey, I couldn't go up this year. What were your favorite shows? And so many people said Chris Dugdale.
Oh, that's kind of, I honestly didn't know that.
Genuinely, yeah. So many people have said that.
That's really kind. It's nice to hear, you know, you never know when you put work out how it's going to be received, and you can just hope that it you know, reads well with the audience and they get something out of it. We wanted to do something special this year, Craig, and that was talk about, you know, the fact that what would you do with your life if you couldn't fail? What if there was no such thing as failure? What would you then do if there's no such word as can't? So we had these mannequins that essentially became dream catchers. And every night they would write their dreams on these mannequins. So we've collated this, essentially a piece of work of art, which froze people's hopes, aspirations, dreams for the Edinburgh Festival 2024. But then at the end of the show, a cassette tape is put into an organic cassette player. And it's absolutely genuine. It's not one of these magic props. They get to keep the tape. They press play. There's no sort of recording on the spot kind of thing. It's genuinely a pre-recorded thing. And it's a country and western singer in North America who has predicted their dreams.
Wow. I mean, wow. Jeez.
Yeah, so it's like a confabulation thing, but brought right up to date with a very organic thing. And it's absolutely genuine. People have taken it home and they've actually emailed me saying, yeah, shit, this is genuine. I said, I told you it was. It's not like fake. It's there. It is. Boom. And he didn't get it right all the time, but he was pretty good, pretty close.
That's incredible. That's amazing. And that brings me, I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about the new book in a second, but I need to find out when you found the time to write this, because you are so busy. You're like one of the both busy with your family, but also busy as a performer and everything that you do, traveling all over the world. How did you find time to, you know, follow up becoming better with another volume, especially, and we'll talk about this in a bit, especially with everything that comes along with it. You, in such a short period of time, I mean,
I'm not as busy as you are, Mr. Petty. There he sits. I've got 12 gigs this year. 12 gigs this week. My God,
it's a particularly busy week.
Well done, you man. I'm like a pensioner compared to you. I'm like some semi-retired person compared to your schedule. No, the honest answer is, the more you tour. So I headline extensively for Royal Caribbean. I'm very lucky. That all came from Edinburgh Festival, by the way. Mm-hmm. So anyone watching this thinking about doing Edinburgh, you don't really make that much money at the time, but it's what you can make from it. It's the best showcase in the world. So they give me as much work as I want. I just tick it off, which is lovely. And they look after you like a king. But along with that, it gives you an extensive amount of free time because every day, you know, is your own. So all of a sudden I'm sat in a very nice cabin, sat on my balcony somewhere in the Caribbean, writing my book without the interference of my lovely, lovely kids. You know what I mean? As a dad, you know what that's like. Yeah, you know, absolutely. Lovely kids. It's sometimes a little challenging trying to get some work done and being a family man as well, getting that balance. So
yeah. Wow, that's great. That's fantastic. And very briefly, for those people that didn't see the review I did on Becoming Better or on the interview that we did last year, the original Becoming Better book was groundbreaking as far as I'm concerned. It was very different to a lot of other magic books out there. Yeah, there were a couple of tricks in there, but it was all about how to become a better performer, a better business person, just better in general. It's been very successful, right, for you? It's gone down.
I was surprised, Craig. I didn't know that it was going to be that successful. It's not that I didn't believe in the content. I did wholeheartedly. But you never know how it resonates and whether people are going to take it on board. And I've had so many people come up to me and say they really love the book. And that makes me so happy because at the end of the day, you know, I strive to try and help people like you do. And, you know, you're trying to give something back to an industry that overall has been so kind to both of us, right? That's the honest answer. So, yeah, Becoming Better was a book of theory. So with the evolution, I wanted to, you know, elaborate on some of those thoughts, write about a load of other new stuff, but also put in some tricks, some material, some actual great magic that people can do.
And let's talk about that. Let's talk about evolution. First of all, first question. Actually, two questions before we talk about it. So the first question is, people don't need to have read Becoming Better in order to buy the evolution, right? It's not like it's a thing where, yeah, it stands alone as its own product.
Correct.
And its own, fantastic. And did you feel any pressure when you were putting it together, knowing how well Becoming Better did and how well received it was by the community? Did you feel any pressure of like, oh my gosh, I have to bring something else out that's going to match this, or was it kind of just a case of I'm going to do this and put it out there? And
I always put pressure on myself. I mean, I always feel pressure, whether it's a gig or writing a new book. I just want to try and do the very best that I can. And sometimes you do, and sometimes you fall a little short. And when you walk away from feeling like you've fallen a little short, it's a really devastating feeling for me, you know, like, oh, I wish I'd done this, or I wish I did that. So you're never going to be perfect. You're never going to satisfy everyone. There was one person who hated Becoming Better. He wrote and told me. I'm like, fine, this is clearly not the product for you. My friend hates you too. I doubt Bono and the Edge are, you know, kept awake at night going, you know, Martin doesn't like our music. So you're never going to satisfy everyone. What you want to do is you want to be honest. You want to be authentic. You want to show what's worked for you, which hopefully in a theoretical basis, people can then adapt to their own personalities and their own way of working to make it work for them. If people just copy Craig Petty or Chris Dugdale, likelihood is it's not going to work. You've got to adapt the theory to make it work.
Okay, brilliant. So let's talk about evolution. And first of all, the first question is, for anybody who's watching this that hasn't picked up Becoming Better, maybe doesn't really know your body of work that you've brought out over the years, who would you say this book is aimed at? Who synopsisize the book in just a few words. We'll delve deeper into it in a second. But who would you say would get the most out of this book? Who was it written for?
Anybody who wants to become better. Anybody who wants to evolve as a performer and a human being. and learn the stuff that otherwise would take you 30, 40, or 50 years of making mistakes to find out what actually works.
That's great. That's fantastic.
You know, I've written, there's a whole chapter about my scientific approach to a standing ovation. There's nothing more that I hate than performers asking for a standing ovation. In my book, it has to be earned, has to be worked for, has to be merited. So I give step, I break it down into step by step, exactly what you should do, where you should stand, how you should look. At every precise little moment that, you know, I'm getting a stander every time I work on Royal Caribbean, every single show. I'm not sitting here going, I'm so great and I can't improve. We can all improve all the time, but it obviously works. I thought about putting out a very boring video saying, this is a very boring promotion for Evolution. And it's just 100 standing ovations, one after the other. I just thought about that idea. You got to find what works for you, Craig. You got to work really hard, but this will give you the toolkit that you need, the stuff that you need to know, the real gold that's often hidden because people don't want you to know it, or because it's too closely guarded to their identity.
So can somebody, right? So let's say there's two people that are watching this right now. One of them has been a pro for 15 years. They've made a career out of being a magician. And the next person is somebody that's relatively new into magic, and their burning desire is to start gigging professionally, eventually turn a full-time pro. They've never done a paid gig in their life, but it's not, they love magic, and it's something they want to do. Would both of those people get something out of this book? Is there a time where it's kind of too early to read this book, where you kind of go, well, okay, you're kind of new into magic, you need to learn about this first? Or is there a time where it's too late and it's like, well, you've been in this, you know, you've been you're doing this now for 15 years, you can't check? Or is it, will everybody, you know, like, resonate with them? Will it help everybody?
My goal was to write a book that would dramatically help a novice and even give someone like David Copperfield some new ideas. Wow. So it really, really is. It's a big book compared to Becoming Better. It's bigger than the last one. I've learned, you know, I wanted this to become better, excuse the pun, from my last book. So I got it professionally typeset. I looked at the critique from my last book. The print is a lot smaller. There's a lot more content in there. And I listened. There's tricks. There's actual tricks in there.
Well, let's talk about that first, because obviously the first book didn't really have tricks in it.
No, not one.
Not one trick. This one does. We'll talk about the theoretical content and everything in a minute, but can you talk to us, because magicians love tricks, you know, that's who we are. Can you tell us a little bit about the tricks in there? And I believe that you also get a certain something as well. It's not just the book. You're also going to get a certain physical thing that's with the book as well, which is genius, by the way. So
thank you. Thanks. Yeah. If you don't mind, if I can just backtrack just slightly. With Becoming Better, the problem I had was that within a couple of days, it was being sold on a Chinese website for $2.99. So that made me pissed off with the pirates. You know, I became a sort of Somalian avoider, if you want of a better phrase. I wanted to get my own back on them. You know, I'm a very cheeky boy. If you know me, I love life and I'm very cheeky. So I thought, right, let's just over-deliver for honest members of our society. Let's give them the book. Let's give them gimmicks that come with the book. But here's the kicker. Let's give them 12 months of free training every single week on an app. No subscription, no extra charge. They get it every single week. It is drip-fed. It's already been done. I spent 6 months collating this material with some of the biggest...
This is genius. What you're about to talk about now, just so you guys know, before the interview started, I was given a guided tour around what happens within this app and the material that's going to be drip fed. I'm sure we're going to talk about it. It's incredible. I've never seen it.
I'm happy to show them. I'll take them into the system if you want.
Yeah, that would be great, Chris.
Right, let's see if we can do this. Okay. So tell me if this is working for you.
Yeah, I can see that there.
All right, so they get an app, and I had a bunch of people in the Ukraine work on this for me. I wanted to support the Ukrainians for obvious reasons. They've been fantastic. So they built me an amazing app. So that's the welcome page. And here's the trick with the gimmicks that you get. I worked on an effect that was originally inspired by Dominic Duvivier and by Daryl I wanted a. I love the idea of printing. We talked about this previously, but from a shuffle deck, I wanted the audience to shuffle that deck, and then these amazing psychological and physical impossibilities occur. And I just want to show you one of the gimmicks. I don't know. Can you see that now or not?
Well, you're sharing the screen, so
That's how intelligent I'm feeling right now, Mr. Petty. Let's get. I'll show you the gimmick in a
slightly.
minute. It's worth waiting for. So that's the welcome page. And then whilst you're waiting for your book to arrive, I give you my public speaking course. Everything that I know about how to become a better presenter, a better performer. So you've got 7 days of training here that takes you through everything from congruency to the comfort zone to alignment and extensions to how you should enter. And then we'll just do one more of these. Charisma, PUSP, personal unique selling points, how to overcome nerves, etc., etc. Then we get a look at a whole show, a full performance, uncut. Not because I'm proud of it necessarily, but because of why I've changed as a performer. And we look at that later on in the course. We look about how I've evolved from this earlier Edinburgh performance. And that's kind of an interesting sort of documentary, if you like. Then we look at resources. We've got an incredible coin switch here, which I love. How to do Magic Square over Zoom with a blindfold, which I came up
Wow.
with during the pandemic, which is fun. Rubber banded, which is a fantastic, I mean, one of my favorite close-up effects of all time. They name any card. You take the deck out of the box. You never look at the cards. You wrap a rubber band around it. Boom, and it shoots out. And it's the chosen card. They can name anything.
Wow.
It's real fun. Then Wayne Dobson gave me a challenge for his 360 box. I showed you some ideas because we're talking about evolution of you as a performer, but also evolution of your props, how you can use props in very, very different ways. Then we give an example from a stage show, the Watch the Wallet and the Keys, that no magician has ever worked out. And we kind of put it as a challenge piece here. If you can work it out, let me know. I'd love to know your thoughts. It's a real, real nice piece. Now we get into the interviews. Scott Harris, a multimillionaire comedian from Canada. I mean, this guy, he doesn't pull his punches, Craig. He gave me one of the best notes I've ever had in my life. It has changed my career. I waited 25 years to get this one note. This guy has made millions. He's ultimately successful. He was one of the biggest DJs in Canada and then went into stand up, a TV star. He's brilliant. Then we got three parts of that. Then we got Jeff Bodart, who's an up and coming American comedian. Then Oscar winner Norman Wanstall. Imagine having the joy and the luxury of sitting down with someone who's won a freaking Oscar. He won an Oscar for James Bond with Goldfinger for sound effects. And here he is as a young man with his beautiful wife accepting the award. And here he is today. And I get to drill down with Norman, talking about magic, talking about narrative, talking about the importance of script. Everything fails if you don't have a good script, both with
That's
film,
amazing.
yeah, with film and with magic. Stop me if I'm going on too much. I'm just pretty
No, you're
excited.
really not. I just want to point out to people as well that the numbers that you're seeing down the side here, that's the week that this information comes out. So, and we'll talk about this later on, but this information is not given to you all in one go. So it's kind of like information overload. It's drip fed to you week by week, which is really going to help people apply the information rather than having everything and missing everything. You're getting it bit by bit in a logical order.
Yeah, I mean, it's as we talked about, it's easy to motivate anyone, but it's hard to keep people motivated. So, as I said, there's stuff for every level of performer here. The 10 greatest card tricks anyone can do, no skill. Those are my 10 favorites. Then we come to the founding member of Iron Maiden, Tony Moore. He went into Cutting Crew. I told him, Tony, I said, Iron Maiden don't have a keyboard player. And he said, I know, they only became successful after I left. One of the funniest things I've ever heard. So he's a genius. He's got this one-man show now called Awake, which is one of the best one-man shows I've ever seen in my life. The guy's a genius. He's often credited as being responsible for discovering Ed Sheeran. He's a real, real smart guy. Once again, doesn't pull any punches. Then we got a great Zoom Torn and Restore card trick. So I show that, then I teach it the following week. The cards are shown separate and boom, they melt together. It's beautiful. Then we got the guru, Phil J. I know that you know Phil, Craig. This man, if you don't know who Phil J is, I mean, forget it. This guy's done more in close-up magic than anyone on the planet. There's no one alive today who's done more with close-up magic than Phil Jay. I mean, he's done 18 performances for the British Royal Family, and he's been hired to entertain the Queen in the most private settings on numerous occasions. He's a lovely man. Once again, just giving you what you need to know, giving you the real detail is just great. Then we've got Svengali stuff. We've got double lifts, 5 different methods of doing the double lift. A novel way of teaching a second deal with a different colored card on the top.
When you're practicing the second deal, it's really a good idea to practice with a different colored card on the top.
So you can see your technique, how good or bad it is, by putting that different colored card on the top. Then we go into the ambitious move, best ambitious move I've ever seen in my life. And then I thought, let's be really generous and piss those pirates off even more. Let's give the Invisible Pass DVD in full. It's retailing for $30. Here you go. It's all included. Flying card at any number. Table version and a version in the air. The card flies out. It lands back at the exact number they choose. It's not easy, but if you want a showstopper, here it is. Then I give them a real good business idea about sort of personalized messaging over the internet, how you can incorporate that, how you can monetize it. It's worked really well. Paul Zenon, I mean, the guy's a genius.
Paul's really talking
about... Welcome to this week's edition of The Evolution. I'm really thrilled to be joined today by the legend who is Paul Zenon.
Paul Gibbs, I mean, he's for my money, Craig, he's one of the top 3 comedy magicians in the world today.
I'd agree.
He's brilliant. He talks about TV technique. He talks about character. If you want to do TV, you've got to see this. It's just incredible. And it goes on and on and on. Instant side transpo. Then we got Paul Stone, one of the biggest and best magic producers of all time. Paul's the man that produced Siegfried and Roy at the London Palladium, for crying out loud. He's seen everyone. He tells you in this interview what it is that you need to do to be different and to be a star. Invaluable. Adam Bloom. Top comedy writer talking to us.
We land a Coke rather than one every hour.
Wow.
Analogies are awful.
I don't know why he was using an analogy of 3 lines of Coke, but there we go. It's done. Mandy Mooden. I mean, she's just terrific. Her AGT performance was one of the best I've ever seen. Wayne Dobson, yeah. Tony Middleton. And here's an interesting one. I wanted to find Craig, one of the best nutritionists in America, and talk to him about what we need to be eating and drinking to do our best shows all the time. When we should be drinking coffee, how we should be eating, what we should be eating. It's really good stuff. Then Bruce Gold, the Magic Castle's top host, tells us about how to host. I learned so much watching this. He taught me stuff I've never even heard of before. It's brilliant. Charles Buck, the man who's done it all, the man who's literally gone, built his own theatre in Myrtle Beach, and is selling out every night. He moved from Las Vegas. He started with no building. He's created the whole theater. He's doing exceptionally well. Dan Wilson, the comedian, talking about Johnny Thompson. One of the funniest showbiz stories I've ever heard in my life. How Johnny tricked his fellow stars and what he did to them. It was really funny. And what we can learn from Johnny Thompson. Then I take people to a tech rehearsal. I show them backstage. I show them how I light the stage, the lighting, the sound, how you spike, how I organize my case, everything. We deal with superpower memory. Yeah, I mean, that just gives you... I'm sorry I rattled on. I am so excited. It became this. And then we just had Wayne Fox join us. He talks about creativity. He gives us a masterclass. Oh, my God. I mean, I know Wayne's amazing. I know he's a legend. He blew me away.
Well, Wayne knows a thing or two about magic. Let's be honest. He knows a thing or two about creating magic.
But he taught me a concept I'd never heard of. And that's what I love when you've been in it 30 years and someone tells you something that completely blows your mind. And I'm like, Jesus, that's so powerful. That one little tip. He tells everyone how to be the best performer you can be in just 10 minutes a day. And I'm not going to reveal it because you've got to buy it to find out because it's so valuable. It's excellent.
Wow. And to be clear, just so people understand that are watching this interview, what you've just seen, that app that's going to be there on your phone, the information's going to be drip-fed to you every single week, That's not an extra charge. That's included in the price of the book. So when you pick up the book and you pick up everything, you're going to get access to that app. And I know what people are going to be asking, so I'm going to ask it for you now. And I know the answer, but I want to cover it. It will work on both Android and...
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. It's designed for both, yeah. I mean, the team in Ukraine, they've blown me away. They've done such a great job, and I'm so proud of them. And I'm glad to be able to help them in my little way, you know, during tough times out there.
Yeah, that's...
So, it's just to piss off the pirates. Half of this is just for me. It's almost started as this joke that's become this incredible thing that I've had so many people on board and it made me so happy. I can just show you actually very quickly this picture here of just some of the parts. I haven't been able to even fit them all in, but we got Phil J there with Tom Jones, Adam Bloom, Tony Middleton, the director, producer, Scott Harris, Mandy Moon, Paul Stone, Wayne Dobson, Paul Zanantoni, Moore, Elliot Bibby. Elliot's a great lad, real up and coming Scottish star. Jeff Bodart, Michael Salustia. There's Norman with his Oscar. Dan Wilson, the comedian. This guy here, I mean, this what he teaches you about hosting, it's worth probably 10 times what I'm charging for the book. It's amazing. Charlie, yeah, and now Wayne Fox. And then, if I may be presumptuous to share the scoop, I think Mr. Petty's going to join us as well about productivity.
I would love to.
I'm going
to
turn the camera around on you, dude. I'm going to be asking you.
I would be delighted. I'd be honoured, Chris. I really would. It's fantastic. What you've put together here is absolutely phenomenal. And this goes beyond learning magic and learning tricks. And there are tricks in there, and that's great. But this really is taking things to the next level. And this really is an evolution of becoming better. I mean, it's just great.
Well, I hope so. And I really hope people like it. You know, you never know, as I said before, you never know. But one thing for sure, I work my ass off to give the best product I can possibly deliver. And I think people will love it. I really do. The book is the best book I've ever written. I'll state that publicly. You always tell the truth. You don't pull punches. Once you read it, you tell me what you think of it, hand on heart. It's the best book I've ever written. I've really gone into detail and, you know, tried to just answer the questions I think most people really want to know and what would be most helpful for most people. And I've been using this three-way spend pad as well, Craig, for years. And I had a dealer approach me to release it. I said, nah. I said, I want to piss those pirates off even more. The primary focus of this has never been money. Let's be honest. I could be charging probably $1,000 for this package. Honestly, it's $59.99 for everything.
Hang on. Genuinely, I didn't know the price. It's 50. That's it.
$59. $59.99 plus postage, plus shipping and handling. And that is it. For the book.
Hang on. For the book?
Yeah, the book.
For the app? Prop. Didn't show that before, just so people know.
Oh, yeah.
That card.
That's because I was off screen. I'm like, okay, just
share. That's because you were trying to show it to the screen when you were screen sharing. But that card there.
Oh, yeah, so you get four gimmicks.
When people realise what you're going to be able to do with that and how it works.
Oh, my God.
That is a 20, 30, 40 quid product that you just see in a shop. You'd pay 40 quid on that with a nice demo right there. Yeah. Forget about everything else. Just that one trick.
Yeah, and you'll use this. You'll use it because it kills. It kills. And I've given a couple of live clips with it. One in the limousine heading to it. We were going to meet Beck, the musician. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's a big star in America. My mate had got us backstage to meet Beck. So I thought, let's entertain the people in the limo. So I pulled this out. And honestly, people freak out. They freak out. Dominic Duvivier and Daryl's plot is always fascinating. And we talked about this earlier, you know, this idea of printing, making impossible objects. But what if you could do it with a shuffled deck? What if that deck was shuffled? Now you've changed the whole thing from a psychological perspective. So, and these gimmicks, they feel like it's jumping off you can feel the raised texture. It looks like it's jumping off the car. They've done a great job. A really nice job.
That was amazing.
I actually, for the top clients, I actually give these away at the end. You know, for the top people, because they've got an impossible object. Then.
Will people be able to pick up more off the?
Sure. We're going to put a refill pack together. Sure.
Cool. So a little birdie, talking about tricks very quickly, little birdie told me that you have included in the book my favorite plot in magic and something that you blew Wayne Dobson away with over and over again. Like, Akan has always been my favorite plot in magic ever.
Right.
And you've got a date man in there that killed Wayne, right? Like killed him.
Oh, Wayne and Wayne and I are great mates. We go back a long, long way. And whenever I got something new, I know that it makes him in equal measure happy and pissed off when he can't work it out, right? So I love winding him up. I love it. I said, Wayne, I've got something for you. It's going to blow your mind away. So he zooms me, and the amount of expletives that come out of his mouth, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. So then he goes, Chris, I've got to call you back. I'm going to call you back tomorrow with three of my mates. So then now we got a group chat going on, and I've got to do it for the group. And they're like, no! So yeah, that's in that. Listen, I've got to be brutally transparent. The method I use, it cost me thousands to develop. It really did. It cost me near on $3,000 to develop. The method I give in the book gives exactly the same effect, but for pennies. Or should I say dollars? I'll say dollars, yeah. So I give that away in the book. It's my favorite AKM. It is more for a... Actually, I say that. You can do it. I did it live in Edinburgh all of last season. Yeah, but it started off as a Zoom trick. It did start off that way. And, you know, looking back on it, Zoom made us all very creative, didn't it?
It did. It really, really did. Yeah.
I had an idea for Zoom, Craig, and I haven't set it up today, but I did actually do it once where you name it, you shuffle a deck of cards, right? And you name any card, you spring them in the air and you just catch one and it's the card that they named. And what it is you've got two suits of cards hanging with threads, right? Just above the camera, right?
Oh, that's funny. An index above your head.
It's an index, a floating index, right? But it's up here, okay? So they can't see it, right?
That's brilliant.
Bring it up and just grab it. And of course, the thread comes off and it's a miracle, right?
That's awesome.
Not really practical in the real life, but Zoom did make us think outside the box for sure.
It did. I know a lot of people that spent a lot of time doing Zoom shows. They were as busy in the pandemic as they were in real life. You know,
yeah. So the bottom line was, I, with this project, I am assuming I'm going to get ripped off again. I'm assuming, though, and please, if you're watching this, and it is you, because I know it's someone in the magic community. I know someone is buying everything I do and selling it. Please don't. I can't stop you, okay? But please don't do it. You know, this is how I feed my children.
Disheartening as a creator. It is so disheartening to put 6 months, a year, 2 years, longer into a project and see it finally being released. And then 3 weeks later, getting a message off someone saying, oh, I've seen your product over here on this site for 5p or something. It really just makes you question, why am I doing this? What is the reason? You know, why? Yeah, it's not good.
And I'm not sure of the gain. They must be getting paid off to do it. They must be getting a backhander. But, you know, guys, honestly, please, you know, this is how I feed my children. This is in America, I have to pay for my own health insurance. Yeah. You know, and every trick that you nick stops my little girl, you know, it makes it harder for me to pay for that insurance. I don't understand it, no. You know, from a conscientious point of view. Anyway, we try and do our best, don't we? But like I said, this project has become something insane. Started off as a bit of a joke and has kind of exploded. But I'm so happy and so grateful to everyone, yourself included, Craig. You've always been a big promoter. I really appreciate that. Hand on my heart, I do. But everyone who's come on this has given absolute gold. I mean, Scott Harris.
The names of the people that you've got on that app are just incredible. And what's really smart that you've done, Chris, is you've not just had magicians on there. It would have been very easy to go, okay, let's get 20 magicians on there. You've got people from different facets of show business. You've got people that are talking about stuff that magicians would never talk about. You're getting different viewpoints from people that it's just really clever the way that you've actually thought that through.
Thank you. I mean, I learn a lot from comedians, you know, and I look at how they walk on, how they open, their energy, their movement. And so that gave me the initial idea of who else can we ask? Well, musicians are kind of interesting people when they're showmen, you know, and like this one man show that Tony Moore's got, it's astonishing. If you get a chance to see Tony Moore awake, he's touring North America, he's touring Australia at the moment, he does tour England, go and see it. This guy will blow you away. And I know that some of the viewers have seen it, because some guys from the Magic Circle went down there. It is astonishing. The guy plays guitars, keyboard, he's got narrative, he's got really great projection, and it's very immersive, very dynamic, very interactive, and then there's some lovely storytelling moments in it. But just as you think it can't get any better, he comes out and He plays the most magnificent guitar solos I've ever heard. I mean, the Iron Maiden now are quoted as saying, if he'd have played like that back in the day, he'd be back in the group.
Wow.
Because he only came, they only became successful when he left. It's like, that's what he says to me. And I like Tony, they don't have a keyboard player in Iron Maiden. He goes, yeah, that's why they became successful. But, you know, the guy's incredibly humble for the level of talent that he's got. And
That's
a true
amazing.
story of something really funny. I set him up a gig over here in Annapolis because he's in Manhattan doing a big job. He said, oh, could you get me something in Annapolis? I said, sure. Anyway, 3 days before they cancelled it. And I said, what do you mean you're cancelling it? And he goes, and it was really weirdly written on the text. He goes, yeah, we're not doing this. I'm like, what do you mean you're not doing it? He's come down, you know, he's here. And anyway, I do some digging and I found in my lovely hometown of Annapolis, which is beautiful and very nice, there is a club run by gangsters.
Wow.
And this is the reason why the big boss had come in and go, no, you're not doing that. We're doing this instead. And I imagine sort of a gun to the head going, all right, I'll change. And it was
Oh.
really weird. So anyway, he had to pull his gig. So he came to my house. We hung out for 2 days and he played a little gig for my 3-year-old. He did a one-man thing for my 3, and it was just magic. I love that guy. I love him to pieces. I love all these people. It's not, they're nice people, Craig. And
Yep.
they're very freaking clever.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? All I say to the viewers right now is, if you don't get better, if you don't evolve from this project, honestly, give it up. Go and find something else. Because, and that's not saying I'm so great. These guys are so great. The stuff they're giving away is above and beyond what I thought I was going to get 30% of the information I've been given. Well, if you get a chance to sit down with someone who's won a freaking Oscar for James Bond and talk about narrative and script and magic and performance,
Yeah.
what is that worth? You can't put a
Well,
price.
you can tell from speaking to you and how passionate you are about people getting better. And to be honest with you, this has been your thing from day one. I mean, we talked about close-up success years ago, which I was a member of, and that helped me. That was probably one of the biggest things that helped me become a close-up magician back in the day. And that course was way ahead of its time, and that was all about people getting better. It wasn't just about close-up magic, it was improving, learning how the business side of things works. But that's something that you've done throughout your whole career. You did it with Becoming Better, you're doing it now. You can tell that you have a genuine passion and desire to see people in the magic community level up.
I really do. I really do. And I was called to the Pentagon to advise the US government. I talked about this before we came on
Oh, you got
camera.
to tell people the story. This is incredible.
Well, I'll find the picture whilst I'm talking. I was called up by the US government to come into the Pentagon to lecture them on perception, deception, redirection of attention, etc., etc. And a real tip I want to give away for nothing right now is if you've got a high profile client who wants information from you, from your skill set, the way that you can walk in there 100% knowing that it's going to be applicable to what they want is by detailing in an email or a one pager what you're able to talk about and then get them to pick specific topics from the list. So on purpose, you give them a bigger list than you would talk about and they just pick off what is of specific interest to that group. You then know going into your meeting that not only is it going to be really dynamic, interesting, baffling, amazing, but it's going to be very, very on point. It's going to be what they want to hear about because they've selected the material from the pool. So here it is. That's the Pentagon. And you know what the Americans are. I'm like, can I have a picture? Can I tell people about this? Because it was real. It was real kind of high profile. I mean, the Faraday cage was used for my watch. And for people who don't know what a Faraday cage is, it's a little box you put your items in, like your phone, which stops all signal. It just blocks everything. And it's probably about this size, it's about that size there. And these little objects go in and it's locked with a key. And I'm escorted everywhere. I'm even escorted to the toilet. I'm like, that's a bit over the top, isn't it? But, you know, yeah. And then I gave the keynote and I got, tell you what I did. I got the highest ranked officer, the highest rank out. First of all, I said, I'm going to give you a demo of what I do. Then we're going to talk psychology. We're going to talk nitty gritty. And I killed him, killed him. So then obviously the rest of the room is like amazed because he's the highest rank there. And always, you know, another tip I can give you, if you're doing corporate and it's okay with the boss, you know, you can ask beforehand. if you can impress him, you're going to impress everyone else because he's the boss, right? He's the highest rank in the room, and then everything becomes a lot easier. So anyway, then we go to the keynote. Then we went into the Q&A, and I can't talk about what was said in that Q&A for obvious reasons, but it was fascinating. It was fascinating. It was really interesting. So I said, can I have a quote on this? I said, yeah, sure. Have a picture, have a quote. You know, Americans are lovely like that. All about promotion, promotion, promotion. So yeah, they're going to be a lovely quote. And it was one of the best things I've ever done. As I'm walking down that corridor.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's... like you, Craig, you know, I think happiness comes from growth, working hard, loving your family, loving your friends, fulfilling your dreams.
Yep.
You know, that's what it's all about, guys. It's what it's all about. If you're not prepared to work, go find something you're passionate about. Give up magic. Play tennis. Do whatever you're passionate about. I had a lovely teacher at school. We played at Wimbledon. He did this week course in the holiday, and he only charged probably 75 quid for the whole week. A whole week of learning from someone who played at Wimbledon. It's a bargain, 75 quid. But at the end of it, he always had a little speech. He said, if you're not enjoying it, that's absolutely fine. He said, I'm not going to judge you in any way, but just do something else. Do something that you love. And, you know, everyone of us, everyone watching this is brilliant at something. And you just got to find out what it is you're brilliant at. And if you've got something you're brilliant at that you can integrate with your magic, then for God's sake, use it. If you're an incredible guitar player, well, use it. You know, don't not use it. It's such a waste. It's your USP. It's your line to stardom. So use it.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. 100%. And that's what this book does better than anything else. Very quickly, so just so that people understand what they're getting for the ridiculously low price of $59.95, which is ridiculous. I think you're insane. You've got the book, bigger, better, more topics covered, loads of tricks. You got the gimmicks in there as well to do that routine, which is just
gimmicks for the printing. Yep.
And you also get obviously the app where you're going to be drip fed information every single week, iOS, Android. It's going to work for you. Absolutely not a problem. You're going to get all of that. So first of all, where can people go to get this?
It's actually on Gumroad. I'll send you a link.
Yeah, I'm going to put a link in the description down below.
Yeah.
So you can click on the link in the description down below and then you can get it on there. And obviously the book will be shipped to you along with the physical products and you'll have the information on how to download the app, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also, I've got a wicked sense of humor, right? So I put a couple of bonuses. For anyone that orders before October the 1st, 2024, you get a couple of bonuses. And one of them is just ridiculous. I don't know if I can pull it up right now, but I've got together with an editor and an AI person. Let me just see if I've got it here. Hold on. Yeah, here it is. So you get a zip file of a clip of Trump. So picture this. You're at a gig, right? And my way of presenting this would be, and I have never done this. This is more of a pipe dream. Something I'm working on is there's three things you should never talk about in public with a stranger. Politics, religion, and how much you earn, right? Yeah. So what do you think of Trump, Jesus, and what's your salary? You know, that's your kind of opening line, right? And the idea is I'm giving them an AI file. If you order before October 1st, it's of Trump doing a card reveal. And it's a zip file that you can download to your phone. So you force the card on them. This is just for my shits and giggles, but...
Okay, so it's time for some magic, some bigly, bigly magic. You have a card in your pocket, right? Okay, I am picking up that it's a red card, a heart. I am picking up the three of hearts. Yes, the three of hearts. Thanks, come on, Brian, let's...
Sorry, that wasn't the proper file because it finishes properly. But, yeah, you get that as well. And my theory on false shuffles, I learned so much about false shuffles from actually Johnny Thompson. For those of you who don't know, when I shot Penn & Teller, which was, to this day, one of the best things I've ever done for my career.
I'm telling you right now, somebody asked me the other day, very quickly, like, what were your top five most memorable Penn & Teller moments?
Yeah.
That moment of you just, like, ripping off the mask.
Yeah.
That was such an incredible moment. That was a standout for me on that whole...
Thank you, mate. Thank you, mate.
It really was. It was just so different, so unique. It was great. It was brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to be just so different from everyone else. And I think to that goal, whether you like it or hate it, we did achieve that. So I don't know. What did I...
You were talking about John Thompson and Paul Shuffles.
Yeah, thanks, man. So I worked on Penn & Teller with Johnny Thompson. He was great. He was sat there the whole afternoon working with me on this routine. It was amazing, amazing. And we had a right laugh. We got on really well. And I ended up driving him back to his hotel. So another sort of hour sat next to the most knowledgeable magician alive in the world ever, right? He was brilliant. But he showed me something with a Zarro shuffle that I've expanded on in the free gift, the bonus. Because it actually fooled, even though I knew how the mechanics of it, when I did it, it actually fooled me.
Wow. Wow.
And it's a Zarro shuffle without needing to do a slip cut. It's very, very clever. You'd love it, mate. It's right. Yeah, it's very clever. So I put my thoughts on that as a bonus. I think it's like 16 to 18 minute long video dealing with false shuffles, false cuts, and how you integrate your own personality into making it as convincing as possible and what works for you as an individual. And then I show this Johnny Thompson thing and expand on that, giving full credit to him because I couldn't believe it was working. And then I turn it over for the very first time and holy crap, it's in full deck order. How the hell? So yeah, it's great. It's really interesting. Yeah. A lovely man. We miss him. A lovely man. He became the advisor to us in Vegas for the Naked Magicians, which was stolen. The whole show was stolen. So that's why, once again, this project is definitely not it's my primary focus has not been money. It's been, let's get these pirates back.
That's amazing. I'm going to ask you one more question. So we've covered in the book. It's amazing. If you want to go and look at my, and we'll link down below as well, my review and the interview with Becoming Better, because obviously the evolution is an evolution of that book. So there's tons more content covered and so on and so forth, but you know, it's worth looking at that interview. But I got to ask you a question. What's next? Like, are you plan, because like you've released products to magicians over the years, but I know that primarily your focus is you as a performer.
Correct.
You said you're on, that you had time to do this because you're headlining on Royal Caribbean at the moment, so you've had some free time to write the book. Like, we don't know what your schedule's like moving forward. Are you planning other projects for magicians over the years? Is there anything in the works? Or
so there is, and I'm glad you asked. Thank you. I didn't even pay it. The Drunken Deck is coming out again. 20 years ago, I put the Drunken Deck out. It was, I mean, and then it went to Mark Mason. We made it together. We could never keep up. We just couldn't keep up. We sold out every time. So I've come up with a way now of mass producing it. A big scoop. I will be going to Blackpool February. And I will have...
Hey, are you having a stand?
Yes.
That's
and the Drunken Deck will be at Blackpool, like version 3.0. I ran it in Edinburgh. And as people came out of that theatre, we asked them, or my consultant asked them, what was the best party show? So many people said the Drunken Deck. For those of you that don't know, it's a premise where I talk about, instead of secondhand smoking, I've developed secondhand drinking, or passive drinking, as you say in the UK. And as the spectator apparently becomes more and more drunk, the cards start hallucinating and become drunk. But this time the visuals are amazing. The angels start getting drunk. They fall off their bike. It's brilliant. And then at the end, it just goes completely blank. I'll send you a video clip of it. You can put it down below.
Yeah. Send it over and we'll... Put it in.
I did film it recently with a lovely chap who had a cap on. I didn't really take notes of his cap because I was focusing on his face and the interaction with the group. Then I looked at the cap during the footage and the cap says, "I never pull out." So there you go. I don't really know what to say about that.
I appreciate how you find classy audiences on the Royal Caribbean.
Thanks, man. Yeah, no, he's a lovely guy. I just didn't notice the cat.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I've got that coming out. That's the biggie. That's the big scoop.
That's a big scoop.
Are
you going to have copies of your book there as well? Or
Yeah.
Probably going to have sold out by then, but you know what I mean.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how successful or not it's become. Like I said, it was started off as a bit of a joke, really. But I'm hoping that people, what I've ended up with is the product I'm most proud of, for sure. So, you know, that's, you know, I always say to magicians, you know, if they want advice, work from a point of pride, not ego.
Yeah.
You know, if you concentrate primarily on your own pride, then your ego will be satisfied, but your ego is not the primary focus. We all need an ego when we're on stage to be performers. But as soon as we come off that stage, we essentially, as Paul Zennon said in this interview, we change roles from becoming teacher to student, so that we can listen to notes from people who we value and get better that way. So yeah, this is sort of blown up, really. I didn't really anticipate it becoming this big thing, but it was initially to piss off those Somalians.
That's great. That's fantastic.
What's next for you, man?
Oh, me, I just carry on.
I mean, I look, every other week you got a product coming out. Don't call me.
I've got one with Penguin tomorrow, and then Alakazam in a couple of weeks' time. I'm just doing my thing.
Congrats on all your success. You deserve it. And this is the hardest working guy in magic right now that I'm pointing to.
Thanks, man.
That's it.
I got one more question for you, though.
Yeah.
You've talked about this brand new show that's at the Fringe, outside of everything that you've done with the book. I've said many, many times on this channel, if you want a masterclass in how to perform on stage and how to deliver a show, watch Chris Dugdale. Is there anywhere people can see you live outside of being on a cruise liner? Or, you know, obviously you're going to be at the Fringe next year. You're there every year. I'm imagining you're already working on a new show. But if somebody wants to see you outside of the Fringe, is there somewhere that they could do so, that, or at least find out where any public shows are?
Yeah. So I'm primarily American based now. My family's over here. My house is here. I actually sold up in England recently, and I love the UK. I do. You know, there's people ask me, where do I prefer living? And there's different answers for different questions. And what I thought I'd end up loving about America hasn't necessarily been the case, but there's been other things that I've totally adored. So short answer is yes, I will be touring at some point in the future. I'm starting a tour in America next month with a comedian, and the show title is A Magician and Comedian Walk Into a Theater .. And it's got a lovely logo, and it's he opens, does 45 minutes, then brings me on after the interval, and at the end we do a very special thing together. Ooh. It's a very nice concept. It's never been done before as far as I'm aware. So I'll report back on how that might be a complete disaster, might sell no tickets, no idea. You got to try. But yeah, with Ether Mind, we will be touring that at some point, both in the US and the UK. I've got a promoter right now who's really digging his heels in to get that underway. My primary focus is the American market, but like I said, the English market's very dear to my heart. I always say to people, there's two differences. Well, there's a difference between the English audience and American audience. The English audience sort of starts like this. Go on then, prove yourself. And once you're through this, they're brilliant, right? And the Americans are like, oh my God, you're a magician. That's fantastic. They're more openly gregarious to being entertained. But I love them both dearly for different reasons. So yeah, UK.
I'm over in Columbus a lot, getting live performances for Penguin Magic.
Okay.
And whenever I'm over there and I walk into a bar and I start performing, everyone's, you get those people running away and screaming and walking out the door. While over in the UK, it's very much a case of, right, okay, impress me then, magic boy. Let's see what you can do. You know, it's a totally different.
I can't quite understand why that is. I've been trying to work it out. So in the UK, we've got pubs. Everyone goes to a pub for a social drink, being part of a community. Because America's slightly more solo-led. If you think about the biggest bands of all time, music, they've all been British, English, right? With a couple of exceptions. Think about the biggest solo artists of all time, they've always been American. So I think there's something different in the culture. I think Americans are slightly more independent, slightly more happy to show their feelings and emotions up front, more gregariously. English people are a little bit more reserved. And both have merit, don't get me wrong. Both have merit. So you get through this in England, they're amazing. The impact can be even higher.
I agree 100%. Totally. Well, you know, I know I'll see you again soon. I know I'll see you touring soon, but I want to say thank you once again for coming on the channel, Chris. I've told you before, I'll tell you again. Anytime you've got anything to talk about, I'm absolutely over the moon when you jump on Magic TV, because yeah, I've said it over and over again. I've been a big fan of your work from day one. You're a big reason I'm here now. I don't think I'd be doing what I'm doing if I hadn't subscribed to Close Up Success with you and Phil back in the day.
Wow, thank you.
Don't think I'd be here now if I hadn't had that guidance early on, very early on in my career, at a point very formative when I was trying to decide what to do. Having that input from you and Phil really made the world a difference.
Thank you so much. The biggest thing that happened to me at Edinburgh, Craig, on that point was a man came up, I'm not going to say his name, a man came up to me and he's almost crying. And he introduced himself and I remembered who he was. He also was on Close Up Success. And he says, I have made a promise to myself several years ago that I would find you and I would come to your show and I'd come and say thank you. And as he's doing it, he's welling up. He's wiping his tears away. He said, because there's probably four or five people who've changed my life and you're one of them. He says, I came on Close Up Success. And that day that I signed up, I made myself a promise that I'd become a professional magician and I'd pay off my mortgage by the time I was 40. He says, I've just done both. And he says, I cannot thank you enough. And that moved me almost to tears. It really did. It moved me. And that's what this is all about. Yes, obviously we're all interested in self-interest and self-promotion and doing well ourselves, but it's also about helping others and giving something back, you know, so when one day we're all long gone, somebody might pick up the book and go, do you know what, that really helped me, made a little change in my life. And you can't really put a value on that. So I was immensely moved. And I'm pretty sure that what has started off as a kind of basic gag was turned into this evolution project will change lives. If you take this and you act on it, I'm pretty sure, hopefully one day in the future, a couple of other people might come up and give me a hug and say the same thing.
Absolutely. And the key thing is what you just said there, act on it. You know, I talked about how Close Up Success helped me back in the day. This other gentleman who came up to you at the Fringe said the same thing. Literally, all you did, all you, Phil, did was you opened up a door. We chose to walk through it. Anybody who's buying this, you have two options in front of you. You can buy it and then you can download the app and just ignore the stuff that comes through to you every single week, flick through the book and then just go and buy your latest trick. Or you can take it seriously, listen to every word, act on it, watch the videos, watch the content, and I can guarantee you, if you do, you will be at the next level. I guarantee it, because I know what's in there.
It's bite-sized learning. It's 10 minutes a week, maybe 15 minutes a week. Everyone has 10 or 15 minutes a week, no matter what you do. You've all got that. So, and then that compounds, you know, like interest with your money. Over the year, you'll start finding it integrates and improves you in many different ways. Now, I want to finish today by saying one last thing, that I met a guy on a cruise ship after my show and he wanted a picture and whatever. And he said, thank you. He says, you made me smile for the first time in months. I said, oh, why is that? He said, I recently lost my brother to leukemia. And I said, I'm very, very sorry to hear that. And I talk about my dad in the show and how it affected me and how I couldn't cope. And actually, I'll just share it with you. I was at the Pentagon and at the end of my performance, not this time, it was the time before when I went to perform, to do a show, they gave me a medal. And it's a medal of excellence that they presented me. This 4-star general came on the stage and they were standing at the end of the show. I was so humbled and so proud, and I dedicated it to my dad. And as I did so, I broke down in front of 600 people and I was inconsolable. I couldn't stop crying because I was thinking about my dad. And those of you who don't know, I tragically lost my dad to brain tumor. He was only 67 years old. He was my best friend and I miss him every day. And he taught me there's no such word as can't. You know, if you can do it, if you can believe it, you can do it. You just got to work hard and you can do anything you want. And I'm saying that to you right now. You can. You really can. And often what stops us is just ourselves getting in the way of ourselves. Just go for it. Go for it. Life is short. It's precious. So I was crying on the Pentagon, and this 4-star general comes up and gives me the biggest hug any stranger's ever given me. And there are bad people in the world, there are. But, you know, we've both been lucky to travel north, south, east and west. And 95% plus of people are good people. They're kind people. They want to live in happiness. They want to live in good health. And they want to help people. And so the media skews this story. But to go back to the end of the show on the cruise ship, the guy said, yeah, you made me smile for the first time in months. I lost my brother to leukemia. Very, very sorry to hear that. And he lifted up his arm. And he had a tattoo with three words on it. And it says, go, fight, win. And he said, those were the last three words that my brother said to me before he passed away. So anyone that watches this, go for it. Go out there, fight, win, work hard. You can do it. Yeah. And I hope that in my little way, I've made a contribution to your success. So that's it.
Chris, you're amazing. You really are. You really, really are. And I want everybody that's watching this to do two things. Don't wait for my review. The review is coming. I'm telling you right now, it's brilliant. Go and pick up Evolution. The link is down below. Connect with Chris. If you get a chance to see him perform anywhere in the world, go and do it. If you're at Edinburgh Fringe, he's there every year. Go out your way to watch his show. It's always sold out. So try and get tickets early. But do yourself a favor. Skip the latest trick that's going to go in your bottom drawer. And spend the money on this, because I guarantee you this is going to be more valuable to you as a magician and to your career than anything else you can spend money on. And Chris, one more time, genuinely, my friend, thank you for coming on Magic TV. And on behalf of the community, thank you for putting this together when you didn't have to. You know, it's not like you need to sell a book to, you know, to be successful. You don't need this.
Well, so, it depends how you define success, doesn't it? But if success is in terms of helping other people, then it's something I definitely had to do. But yeah, monetarily, I honestly could have charged $1,000 for this and it would still have been great value. I promise you that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make it accessible for everyone. I know that times have been hard for all of us, you know, in pandemic, I practically lost my mind, probably as you did, maybe Craig, I don't know. But geez, I had two properties, I had a baby, I had a wife that was sick. I'm like, how the hell am I going to survive? Yeah. And we did. You know, we thrived.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Think outside the box sometimes. But I promise you, you're not going to be disappointed with the amount of information that's given away, not just by me, but by all these amazing people, including Mr. Petty, who I will grill for the project. I'll grill him.
I'm ready to be grilled.
Guys, thanks so much, mate.
No problem. Pick up the project. Do me a favor. Let me know in the comments down below what you think. Connect with Chris. Buy the product. Do everything that I've told you to. And I'll be back next Saturday with another Talk Magic. I'll be back tomorrow with a Q&A. But on behalf of Chris Dugdale, this has been Talk Magic on Magic TV. And we'll see you again.
Magic.
And the world of illusion.
Magic TV.
And Craig Petty. Proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.